This is Curate and Upgrade. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening to this. And by the way, the show is available on every platform where you might listen to podcasts, including YouTube. And that means if you'd like to know when a new episode is up, just hit the notification button and go ahead and subscribe. My name is Mike, and right there, man of the hour, as always, Jonathan Dan. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And thanks for having me back, actually. I'm glad to be back on my own show.
I didn't want to correct you. It's not polite to correct a guy on his own show.
That's true.
But thank you for having me back on your show.
Absolutely. Yes. And thank you for being here. This is great. Thank yous all around, everybody. And welcome, curators. Thank you. Thank you for joining me and joining us. So this is, hopefully you guys are having some fun with this show. I think you got to know a little bit more about me. So we talked about hypnosis and got a little bit into that. So today we're going to talk about hypnosis. So what is hypnosis? And maybe I'll turn this out to you, Mike. What's your experience with hypnosis?
Okay. Well, I saw a guy act like a duck on stage one time.
Right.
Another time I was watching a cartoon and there was this like spirally.
Yeah.
The other thing is, watch my the swinging stopwatch or pocket watch going back and forth.
Absolutely,
that's my experience with hypnosis. I'll be honest with you.
Of course, and I think that's the experience of a lot of people, and for myself even. Before I became trained as a hypnotist, before I became a hypnotist and learned more about hypnosis, that's probably my interaction as well. Stage shows and spinning watches, spirals, all of these fun tropes and things that we think about when we hear the word hypnosis. Mm-hmm. Hypnosis is much more than that, right? Hypnosis is a natural process. It's something that we're going in and out of all the time. And it's kind of a way of having your unconscious mind process and access resources, which are like kind of the positive things inside you that kind of drive you forward. It's also a means of getting to that unconscious power so that when you have a block that you feel like you can't get past, when you have that block, the process of hypnosis and entering into a trance allows you to access those things and come to some very interesting understandings. You could think of it almost like a dreaming state, like sleep, like REM sleep when you're having dreams, although hypnosis is not sleep. When you're going through hypnosis, if you ever want to feel what hypnosis feels like, mm-hmm. Formal hypnosis, all you have to do is sit there or stand wherever you are and just close your eyes. And as you listen to me talk, this is basically what hypnosis feels like. You can hear everything. Your conscious mind is listening to me. However, your unconscious is also listening to me, this other part of your unconscious mind. And as you just sit there and be and experience this state, this is basically what it feels like. So you can come back to the room now and open your eyes and wide awake. And that's what it is. A lot of times people look like they're asleep because they're so relaxed. It is very relaxing when you get down there, when you've let go of all your conscious concerns and thoughts and things like that. However, it doesn't mean that you're letting go of any control. If anything, you're accessing this power of your unconscious that you don't always have access to. Your unconscious in a model, if you were looking at a beach ball, for example, if the beach ball was the entirety of your mind, everything that your brain and your nervous system, all of that stuff that's, you know, keeping you functioning, if you put a dime on top of that beach ball, that would be your conscious mind. Your conscious mind can keep track of 7 plus or minus 2 things at once, right?
Yeah.
How many things can you consciously be aware of? Exactly.
So, right. Yeah.
It's right? You could probably sit there and you're listening to this podcast. You might be sitting in a seat, comfortable. You're always like your nervous system is always getting all this information in, right? You have millions and millions of nerves. This is what we know. And what's happening is your unconscious mind is deleting a lot of your experience. So if right now I call attention to the feeling of your toes in your shoes, you'll be like, oh, yeah. Or your bare toes, however, maybe you're wearing socks. You're like, oh yeah, my toes are there. Or if you call attention to your eyelids, how often do you feel your eyelids there?
It's so true. You just forget they're there.
Exactly.
Boy, we're glad they are.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Your unconscious is always protecting you. One of my favorites is the feeling of your tongue in your mouth. And if you focus on that, you're like, oh, there's something in there. And if you're talking or if you're just moving it around, it's doing something. But you never pay attention to it when you're talking because your conscious mind doesn't need that information.
And it's like the craziest thing ever. You'd think we'd pay way more attention to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, this it's kind of funny to really think about it.
Yeah.
Or you can just continue to listen to this podcast and let's talk about how you can use that state to kind of make your life so much better. So accessing that unconscious, like knowing and understanding that your unconscious is so powerful that it's doing all these different things for you, right? Like your heart is beating, you're breathing, you're keeping your posture upright, even when you're walking, right? You have to, when you're walking, you need to do balance, right? One foot in front of the other, all these muscles, your arms are moving, you're doing all these things and you're not consciously doing it. So your unconscious can run all of these things. And sometimes when, you know, people can look for a hypnotist to make many wonderful changes, right? Most commonly people say, okay, help me quit smoking, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, sounds familiar, right? And there's that, or even just feel differently about a situation, deal with phobias, anxieties, and just things that you don't know need to do. Your unconscious has kind of picked up all these different patterns. So hypnosis allows you, meaning you, the listener, be guided into a state where you can change that in yourself, come to a new understanding, install a new pattern, upgrade your life. So that's really the power of hypnosis. And when you're thinking about this thing called trance, like what is it? If you drive or if you've ever watched TV, you've been in a trance. How often have you driven somewhere and forgot how you got there?
Don't even ask me. Don't even ask me that. But yes, I know with which you speak. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Or when you're watching TV and you're watching this movie and it's making you cry and you're bawling like a baby, where is that emotion coming from? These are, you know, these productions, there's people holding mics behind the scenes, there's cameras pointing at them.
I do it for a living. The stuff still gets me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's because you're entering into a trance, watching this, allowing that to get down deep. You're getting into that experience and it's affecting you on a deeper level. And sometimes, you know, you watch things that make you happy and feel great, you know, heartwarming things. Mm-hmm. We all love that kind of stuff. And that's basically what it is. It's not anything scary or different. You'll never lose control. It's more about gaining access to this process. And the great thing is you can do it with someone else, with a hypnotist like myself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you were to work with me, we would work together to just find what you needed specifically and access that part of your unconscious to make the changes that you need to make your life better. Almost sounds too good to be true, doesn't it?
Kind of does. If I got to be honest with you, John.
Yeah. But if you go back, let's talk about a phobia, for example.
Okay.
Right. So how quickly, let's say, would a phobia install? Right? Like if you were scared of spiders, where did that come from? Oh, I saw this spider one time.
Right.
And now I'm afraid of them for every single other time. How long did that take? Seconds.
One time. Just seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a single experience. So what is stopping you from believing that the flip side can be true? So that in a matter of seconds or minutes that phobia can be removed. So that's something, you know, we think about these things that we carry around with us that, I can feel anxious immediately. I can feel scared immediately. I can feel all this fear right away. But to get past that and move past that, it's going to take lots of time. It's going to be really difficult. And I might not get past it. How are these beliefs serving you? Like for real? What if, these feelings are just feelings. I have to acknowledge them and they'll be easy to move past. I need to learn what I need to learn from them and I don't need the actual feeling. So I can move past it in all sorts of different ways. And that's what this process can elicit. That's what we can do. And working with someone else is working with a trained and skilled hypnotist, can really access that immediately. And you can find change right away. away right after the first session. And I'm speaking from experience, because being trained as a hypnotist, you have to go into hypnosis and understand that. And just by fact of that, it's a matter of like, okay, I want to feel more confident today. And this is a true example. More confident, but specifically assertive. I want to be more assertive. So then, you know, I was working with a partner during training. We're doing, talking about being more assertive. And then the next day I go into my work, my business, and it's like, I feel different. I feel different today.
Right.
Right. And that's kind of as easy as it should be.
Kind of feels, it is logical, and there's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
We've seen it proven to work.
Yeah. And, you know, you can go online and see all sorts of different stories, and even in medical journals and research, seeing the effect of that. And it's really about what you can allow yourself to believe, that hypnosis can work for you, that you can change, and it will be easy and it will be quick. And the speed of which that change happens isn't proportional to any kind of size of whatever you're dealing with. All those feelings are things that are true for you, that you are really experiencing, but you can also let them go. And that's really the power of hypnosis. The word, it references something that may or may not exist, but it's a useful model. And within this context, and just finally, rounding back to the stage show about people quacking. What does a duck sound like, Mike?
Quack?
Yeah. So then even without hypnosis, you can get somebody else to quack like a duck.
You're the best.
Follow me on Facebook at Curate and Upgrade, or find me on Instagram at Curate and Upgrade as well. And just for you podcast listeners, find me at curateandupgrade.ca/podoffer for some awesome stuff just for you.